Guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
So if you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
That includes diets, surgeries, and exercise.
We love you guys.
And we want you to continue to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful and consult your doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back, OSLP family.
Welcome. This is Our Slave Life Podcast presents
The Bariatric Diaries.
And this is another episode with Matt.
That's right.
Who is Melanie's older brother.
Yep. And he is 6 months, guys.
Six freaking months.
Holy moly. 6 months. Not 6 months pregnant. 6 months past surgery.
Yeah. So. How do you feel, Matt?
I feel lighter.
Yeah.
So, I feel great. I feel great. And I'm her most important brother. Just want to point that out there,
oh,
too.
Oh, man. So.
Well, just she's
hopefully
got
Michael's not listening. Yeah. So,
sorry, Michael. Sorry.
The title I took. No, I feel great. 6 months has been awesome.
Yeah.
So,
did it go by quick?
It went by really quick. I had to add it up. I'm like, wow, this has gone by really fast.
Yeah.
So, but it's been awesome. It's been amazing. So
good.
Enjoyed it. I do have an announcement I didn't even tell you guys about.
Oh.
I didn't even tell you.
Breaking news on OSLP
Six
family.
Months.
Yeah, because we didn't know anything.
I weigh 290 pounds this morning.
Wow.
So lightest I've ever been.
Yeah.
In my entire life I can remember.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
You haven't seen the scale under 291, right?
292.
292.
Yeah. So 290, I'm down 80 pounds since surgery.
That's incredible.
Oh my goodness. 80 pounds in 6 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. That's like one of your children.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
If you have been listening, so since I first started Journey a couple of years ago, I'm down 150 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
So my first started, with lap band and everything.
Because
so.
What was your weight when you had surgery,
This surgery was 370.
370, yeah. And you're 290.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, 290.
That's crazy. Wow. So. And then your top from when you started this whole journey.
440. Was
440.
440.
And now you're 290. Wow.
So I've lost an entire human.
I'm so proud of you.
Well, yeah, the lowest I've ever been. So I didn't tell you. When I saw it, I took a picture of it.
Oh, good.
Because I wanted to tell you on the podcast.
Well, thank you. Yay, so, that's exciting.
Thanks for saving that for us.
I know. I saved it for you guys.
So we can cheer.
Yay! Like, so 80 pounds. So that's why you feel lighter. That's why you
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little lighter, we know. Which is good. Which is good. So, yeah, it's been good. And I'm a new pant size now.
Oh.
I'm in 38s waist, which is crazy. I was in a 54 before.
Damn.
So, 38, 30. So I can just buy pants wherever I want to buy pants now, which is quite nice.
Awesome.
So.
We were actually talking about that this weekend, how it's really fun to go in and like go to the clearance rack and know that you'll find something in your size.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or just walk into a store and be like, the problem is that they don't have a size small enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's fun.
Is a good, it's good
crazy.
Problem to have.
Yeah. Have you bought new pants anywhere else? Or?
I'm at my last pair. That's a 38.
Okay.
So I do need to buy. I haven't bought anything yet. But
do you have like an eye on a certain place you want to go? Or
Nordstrom. I never could buy anything in Nordstrom. Yeah. I was always too big. So
I've never shopped at Nordstrom.
I have never either because they never had my
size.
I
love Nordstrom, by the way. So when you go.
There you go. There we go.
Maybe we can do a family vlog.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, we could vlog it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a 2XL shirt. And 38 jeans. And
yes.
I was a 5XL shirt and a 54 waist before.
Jeez,
so.
That is impressive.
So. And we're all vaccinated. So, places are actually letting you go mask free.
Yes.
If you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
So we may be able to vlog it without masks on our face.
Yeah. This is true.
This is going to be cool.
That might be really fun.
Yeah. Do you still have the 54 pair?
I can look. I think I have a 48. I don't know if I still have the 54 because you know, the fun thing about losing weight, you get rid of all your clothes. Right. So, like, we've had bags and bags of clothes. So, we gave them away to, like, on Facebook, like a free site. And people who needed them.
Yeah.
Especially because I had a lot of old work shirts that were, like, super nice. Mm. And so, people were like, oh, this is amazing. Thank you. So, we just gave them away.
Well, you know how expensive it is to buy clothes in that size.
Oh, yeah.
And to try to look professional in that size.
Yeah.
Oof, that's hard.
It's kind of crazy. So, but yeah. So, I might have a 48 or 50 jean. I don't think I have a 54 anymore. I think it was in the bag of clothes I gave away.
It sucks because we can't like just go into a store and find that size.
No. Yeah. I could probably go into like a DXL or something and like put it up against it.
I was going to say, yeah, we could like stack them. Have you seen them do that?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that'd be really cool to see like the difference.
It's kind of crazy. But yeah, mm-hmm. it's cool. Like because I had the 40 in a pair of Lucky jeans and I was like, oh, that's cool. It's 40. That was like probably a month after we did the podcast.
Okay.
So my 4 month mark. And then like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, it was 2 weeks ago, I was like, these are kind of baggy, you know? And then I was like, well, I have a 38, which I didn't think I could fit into. And I was like, let's put it on. And I was like, oh, they snap. I was like, no problem. This is like easy. So you just kind of get that mental block. You're like, no, that's a 38. There's no way. And then, nothing. Like, that was easy. Put pants on.
Nice.
I found that like with shirts, I would be like, I know I'm a small, like I know I'm a size small, but I would always order a medium or large because I'm like, there's no way that's going to fit.
Yeah.
There's no way that's going to fit.
Yeah.
And then you put it on and then you're like, oh, well, shit, this one's too baggy. Yeah.
I still do that with dresses. I'm like, that looks really tiny. There's no way. And then I put on like, oh, my God, I can wear this.
Yeah.
This
like is creepy. The one we just bought.
Yep.
The lime green one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a medium. And I was like, I can't fit into that.
Right.
And she's like, yes, you can. And I was like, I don't think so. And I'm like, it's kind of a little see-through. I'm like, I'm not even going to test it because I don't want that feeling again.
Yeah, you don't want to feel it.
Because when you feel it, you're like, oh, I'm like fat again. I feel like I'm just gaining 200 pounds by like this not, just one item not fitting.
Right.
I know it fit. And I was like, I'm a medium?
Yeah.
What?
It's good stuff.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. And the dress is really cute.
I did that with my hoodie because we go to a place called Westgate Bourbon Bar and Tap House and they have hoodies there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you have a 3XL? And Kelly's like, you don't need a 3XL. Like, just get a 2XL and you're going to keep getting smaller.
Yeah, then that'll just get baggy.
And I'm like, okay. So then I was like, I don't know if it's going to fit. So we get home and I'm like, it zipped up just fine. It fits. I'm like, it's borderline, maybe too baggy now, but it's a hoodie, so I don't care.
It looked good on you. You wore it today.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, looking good. Because you can tell, like, it when you get the size clothes that meets you, like, then you can see the shape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can actually see the definition of like, oh, he's lost weight.
Like, you don't look like a box when you're over.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
or a potato.
Yeah. No, you always feel better, look better when clothes fit better. So.
We bought a shirt the same day we went and got Mel her dress. Mm-hmm. We bought me a shirt and I put it on and I'm like, no, this is like a bag. Like this just like has no shape anymore. And it's funny how you used to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you didn't want shape.
No, you did not want shape. You wanted to hide your shape.
Exactly. Yeah. And then now you're like, oh, no, that doesn't show anything. Like, nope. Mm-hmm. Well, let's return that.
Let's return that.
Not going to work.
Stat.
So
what's been your biggest non-scale victory?
Well, that's a good question. I think, well, here's one. So we had our fence got all messed up because like the bottom 2x4x8 was like rotted out. And so I had to like, we had to undo all the wood planks and then buy a new piece of wood. You got to hammer it into the fence. Yep. You got to put all the wood back together. Mm-hmm. And I was like dreading it mentally because you don't think you can do that.
Yep.
Because when you're bigger, you can do it, but you're going to sweat a lot. You're going to breathe heavy and it's not going to be comfortable.
Mm-mm.
So I'm like, I kind of put it off for a few days. And then I was like, okay, finally I woke up. I was like, let's just do this. Let's just get it done.
Get it over with.
So went outside, me and my wife, and took the fence apart, took the piece of wood out, measured. Then we went to Home Depot. Then we got home, we cut the wood, which I have a funny story with that after. cut the wood, put the wood in, hammered all the boards in. It was all perfect. And I was like, that's it. Like, I'm not tired. This is not, I'm not breathing heavy. I'm not even sweating. Like this is it. Like, and Kelly's like, yeah, you're done. And I'm like, well, what else is there to do?
Yeah.
Like,
what else can I do?
Yeah. Cause it was just more like, like mentally I was prepared to be like, this is going to be take all day for one. And it didn't, it took like 2 hours. And then secondly, I was like, I'm going to be sweating to death and breathing heavy. And I'm like, wait a second. This is easy. This isn't.
The energy didn't go away.
It's funny that you guys both had non-scale victories that had to do with fences.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, because like that's what I'm learning too is like I would do the dread thing. I'm like, oh, it's going to take forever. Yeah. And then I'm going to be like, my legs, everything's going to be sore tomorrow. Yeah. Just thinking of all the bad things that can happen. Mm-hmm. And then what? Like I literally like hand dug 4 holes in one night. And before that, I worked all day.
Yeah.
Did podcast stuff. Then went outside and dug the holes and then watched like shows with Eric and I wasn't even exhausted. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
This is new. Yeah. Like, this energy is insane.
Yeah.
Or like stamina, I think is like a whole new level because I never thought I would have stamina like that.
Yeah. You just don't get tired as much. Mm-mm. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And I think the second one, I was cooking dinner And I don't know how the topic came up, but the kids and the wife were at the table and they were talking about push-ups.
Okay.
Somehow. And my oldest was like, I can't really do a push-up. And they're like, Dad, can you do a push-up? I'm like, I can do push-ups easy. Like
all day long.
All day long. Like, I'm super strong. I'm your dad. They're like, no, you can't. I'm like, yeah. They're like, Dad, you can't. I'm like, oh, let me show you. So I literally dropped down, did five push-ups, got back up and kept cooking dinner. I'm like, yeah, what? This isn't anything.
That wouldn't have happened.
That would have never happened before. And they were like all shocked. They're like, oh, awesome. Dad can do. And it wasn't like struggling. Like I went down almost all the way. Came all the way back up. Like it was nothing.
Nice. So, you probably earned some respect from that. They're
a
like,
little bit.
Oh, shit.
A little bit. I think my oldest was like, oh, okay. So so that was pretty cool.
I want to hear the story about the cutting of the wood.
So the cutting of the wood. So obviously I need a 2x4 and it had to be 8 feet long.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's easy. That's what they sell at Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever. But they I didn't think I needed to cut it because we measured and it was about right. So we get home, I try to put it in the fence. It's too long by like maybe, I don't know, half an inch.
Okay.
Maybe half an inch.
It's always that little.
Yeah. So those who know my wife, she did everything around the house, like lawn, fencing.
Oh, she put everything
projects
together.
She does all that stuff. Yeah. I never did before. So I'm like, oh, we don't have anything to cut this. And she's like, yeah, we do. I'll go get it. So she goes and gets the saw, and it's an electric saw. Yeah. And she's like, hold the wood for me while I cut this. And I'm like, I didn't say anything. I was like, uh-huh. And then my 14-year-old goes, Dad, why is Mom cutting the wood? Mm-hmm. You're the guy.
Like, oh, snap.
Mom, you're emasculating him. I don't know if that's the right word. But, you know,
that's it.
And I'm like, yeah, you kind of are, lady. Like, I want to do things. Let me cut the wood. I'm a man. Yeah. I want to do man stuff.
Yep.
And she started laughing. She's like, fine, I'll hold the wood as the woman and you cut the wood as the man.
Yes.
But then I go, can you show me how to use this? Because I don't know how to use this.
Okay, so I'm gonna do this, but can you show me first?
So she goes,
can we go into the garage so the kids don't see?
Yeah. So she showed me how to use it, and then I cut the wood. But yeah, it was pretty funny.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
But stuff like that kind of pops up.
But you cut it.
It fit. Everything was good. It was just me. You know, why is Mom cutting the wood and not Dad conversation? Mm-hmm. So.
Oh yeah, because I don't know if Eric told you, but why I was outside digging the holes, Eric would come out and talk to me a little bit. And a person that came through the back, like, slowed down and was like, I think that we got this wrong to Eric. And
you didn't tell me this.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's a couple of neighbors down. And they were like, what's going on here? Like, this is not the normal. And he's like, I got a bad bag. And he's like, man, I wish I could tell that to my wife, too, man.
Nice.
And I was like, no, but he really does. And he's like, well, you have a good wife then. And he's like, you guys have a good day.
That's funny.
And he's like, crap, I knew it. I knew someone was going to say something because I'm out here watching you dig 2 feet
holes.
Yeah. That's why he doesn't want to be out there. He doesn't want to get any more questions.
Right. He's like, fuck, man.
Right. Yeah. That's funny.
Well, it's hard for him because he's used to being in the yard doing everything. And he's like, he can't. And it's like, it's fine. I got it. He's like, I know, but everyone else is doing stuff. And I'm like, I know, dude, it's fine.
That's funny.
Don't you worry about it.
Yeah. He was standing out there yesterday because I'm like taking the pieces of the wood and like setting it up so that they have the next one to do. And Eric comes out there and he was standing in the section that I need to like hand.
Nice.
So I handed it to him and he's like, oh, you're roping me into this? I'm like, it's your goddamn fence.
Right?
Come on.
That's
and then
so
like
funny.
As soon as I said that, he like turns around and walks inside. Like, I was like, okay,
no, good.
I'll just keep building your fence.
Yeah,
we got this.
Keep putting it together.
Yeah. If you could just make me a drink while you're in there, that'd be great.
Right. There you go. That's funny. So.
Those are good downscale victories.
Yeah.
The physicalness.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. And just being able, the biggest hurdle is the mental part of it because you're used to finding an excuse not to do it because you're bigger. So you think I can't do it automatically.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to like switch brains almost of like, why do I think that? I don't need to think that. I am fine. I can do things. So that's been kind of tricky. Of just kind of being in the right headspace and not talking yourself out of things.
Out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a big deal.
So speaking of physical, how are you doing with exercise?
I built a fence. we still go on walks and do cardio and then I lift maybe like once every couple of weeks. So it's not a main priority. It's more just kind of being active But not being too prescriptive of it.
There you go.
I find myself, if I put myself too much in a box, that I'm kind of a, not an anarchist, but I just don't want to be in the box. Like, so if I'm like, okay, I have to do 30 minutes of cardio a day and an hour of weights, if I put myself there, I'm going to hate it. And so, but if I put myself in of like, hey, I'm going to go to the dog park, or hey, we're going to go walk around the block, or hey, we're just going to go do one-on-one time with the wife, or take the kids, like all the kids are in sports.
Right.
So we are literally almost Monday through Friday from 5:30 to 8:30 at night outside, because we have sports every day.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, we're, I'm interacting with kids during the sports, running around, chasing around bases, like doing, so just being active, is kind of the way I do exercise.
Active. So you're active within your family.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
So you're teaching them early. Like, it's good to get up. It's good to walk around. It's good to be active every day, but not. Like you said, a prescriptive.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just not, this doesn't work for me. Some people, they love it. They like, I got to be in the gym in the morning and then it starts my day. For me, I just find it better to do stuff with my kids and do stuff that I enjoy being active on.
Yeah.
Which makes me more happy.
Well, and it's working.
Yeah.
I mean, it's working.
Like, it's not like, it's going the way I want to go. I didn't want to lose too fast because I know I'll have loose skin. And we can get into that because I'm starting to get some of that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm trying to minimize that. So if I can lose, 1 to 3 pounds a week, I'm super happy. I know some people get like, they don't like
they
that.
They freak out
where I'm in the headspace of like 1 to 3 and I'm happy. I know I'm going to get where I want to go as long as the scale keeps going down.
That's really all that matters.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter how fast, as long as it just keeps going down.
Yeah.
And then you reach whatever goals that you've set for yourself.
Yeah, the goal. So I'm 70 pounds away from goal. So,
all right.
Wow. Yeah, that's so doable.
Yeah. So 220.
I mean, you could easily hit that by your 1 year.
I want to hit it by Christmas Day. That's kind of where I set the spot for it. So when you come up for Christmas, I want to be 220. So like, you weigh in with me and I'll show you and we'll make a big deal about it. It'd be
hell
fun.
Yeah.
So that's what I want. So Christmas Day.
That's exciting.
That's the goal, is be 220 by Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know, like, we and you, like, we never weighed ourselves. There's no scale in our house.
No, growing up.
So it's like, I don't even know when I even ever hit that number.
Right? Yeah.
It's like, how old was I?
Right.
It's like, I have no clue. So like, yeah, like the one time I did was when I was pregnant with Dylan.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew, and I was like 220.
Right.
Yeah. And so then I got all the way up with you.
Yeah.
At the Croc Center of 308. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Right.
It's crazy. I did not think that I was 308.
That's a high number.
That's a high number.
From you going from like, okay, I know I'm 220.
Yeah. When I was a.
And then you weigh yourself again and you're 308.
Because it was like, jump. I would say 8 years later.
I mean, but I mean, that's a steady.
That's no matter what. Hey, you're gaining 20 pounds every year. You're not losing shit.
Which is pretty common. I mean, as you get older, they say like you usually gain between 10 and 20 pounds a year.
Yeah. So you have to start out small.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep going.
That's funny.
So loose skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. On.
Yeah. I'm just starting to get it as you lose weight.
Okay.
So like, my stomach's starting to get loose skin. Like my legs, my arms, like it's kind of funny. It's in patches. It's in weird places too. Mm. Like, you wouldn't expect. Like, my pubic bone has a little bit of loose skin.
Okay.
I didn't notice it right away, but I was like in the mirror coming out of the shower and I'm like, what is that? Like, that wasn't there before. Am I dirty? Like, what is that?
And am I dirty?
And like, because it was like a shadow. Because it's not as fat, so like kind of sinks in a little bit.
Okay.
And it looked like a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
So then I grab it and pull it. I'm like, no, that's loose skin.
Oh wow.
Like, that pulls out. Like,
so is that your
weird
first like noticing of the loose skin, or was that just like?
No, I mean, I noticed it on my stomach first.
Okay.
But that was sense. More of like. What is that? Like, I knew the loose skin on my stomach. That one I didn't know. I was like, what is that? So, but yeah, I'm starting to get that a little bit.
Okay. Is it uncomfortable?
No, it's fine. Okay. It's kind of interesting because I'll be like, look, Kelly, I pull my skin out.
It's so, not fat anymore.
No, it's just loose.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to get a little bit of that, which is fine.
So as you see more and more of the loose skin, are you contemplating plastic surgery? Are you like, what are your thoughts on it now?
Oh yeah, 100%. Like, if I get to goal at 220,
when
I get to goal at 220, if it's bad and it's causing issues, I'm 100% get plastic surgery. Yeah.
So you're not like opposed?
Yeah. Nah. Okay. I know people are opposed because of the pain and the recovery time and everybody has their own opinions. But for me, no, me and Kelly, my wife, talked about it and I'm all for it. Like, if I need it and it's causing issues, then let's just get rid of it. Yeah, let's just get rid of it.
Okay.
So,
yeah, because I know as I was losing, I was like, absolutely not. I'm not doing any plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want it. Yeah. I'm fine the way I am. And then as I got closer to hitting goal weight, and I mean, when you are getting divorced and you have to face dating again, like you're like, oh, well, maybe I should like just get this taken off and get this kind of tightened. No, I mean, not it. That it, I mean, I should be okay with where I'm at.
For sure. But it's also like, hey, I would like, you know, that Tinder profile's got to be updated. So,
I want to look damn good in that bikini. My OnlyFans page, needs a bikini shot. Right, yeah, I'm joking. I don't have an OnlyFans.
I was gonna say, people might search.
Everybody starts searching.
I'm just kidding. Exactly. I do not.
They're like, how do you spell her name again?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, if I need to make money fast.
You know, it's not a bad idea.
So, yeah, I think that, like, that's what I was like. Some people, like for me, I didn't want it.
Yeah.
And then as it changes, your life changes.
Right.
You kind of are like, well, I mean, and you work so hard to get to this point. Mm-hmm. So why not be like.
Just happy.
Like perfect. Like get everything that you want to get.
Yeah.
Out
of it. That's how I am. I'm like, if I need it, I'll get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I don't need it, then I won't get it.
When I asked Eric, I was like, is it too vain?
No,
to get
no,
it, and
he's I don't like, think so.
Melanie, no one would describe you as vain.
Yeah, no.
Like, and I was like, okay, because no. Like, I just feel like people are gonna judge me for it. And he's like, no. Why the fuck do you care?
People
and I was
judge.
Like, good point.
Yeah,
why do I care?
Yeah.
Like, it's my stomach.
Just
like,
getting
I can do what
weight
I
loss.
Want.
Just getting weight loss surgery in general, people judge. Like,
oh,
they
100%.
They're like, oh, you took the easy way out.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like, really, bro? Like, yeah. You want to go through this because it's not easy. Like,
no.
If you think it's easy, you think it's a magic cure. It's not. Mm-hmm. So.
It is not a magic pill where you wake up the next day and you've lost 150 pounds.
No.
And everything's tight where it's supposed to be.
You're all perfect.
Like, God, I wish that was an option.
Well, because it's like, even if, say, you did it what they say the natural way is, that's hard work.
Yeah.
And so it's like when you, all we do is take a surgery first and then do all that hard work that they're doing.
100%.
Like, that's all we do.
It's a tool.
It's a tool. And it's a, it's almost like a guarantee you're going to lose something because you physically kind of have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, after a year and a half, it's all on you still.
Yeah.
Like, you have to maintain. It's a mental game.
I know people who've had gastric bypass lose 125 and gain back 150.
Yeah.
Like,
it happens.
It's very mental. It's a behavior thing.
Habits.
It's not. Yeah, you have to change everything. Like, I was talking, I was telling that to Kelly. I'm like, there's a lot of differences with the lifestyle of this. I love it. I wish I would have done it sooner.
Yeah.
But like, one big thing that I hate, I actually hate eating now. I freaking hate eating.
Yep.
Like, it used to be like I loved eating. Mm-hmm. Like, that was an event. It was something fun to do, something I look forward to. And now the only meal that I like to eat is breakfast. But the rest of the day, I freaking hate food.
Like, you're
way too
much alike.
I hate food, man.
That's what I was thinking.
This is crazy.
I only like breakfast food. And then I'm like, I don't fucking care.
No,
like,
I don't.
I guess I just have to have
this. I have to eat. I'm like, I hate it. I don't look forward to it. It's the worst part of my day.
I hate making that decision.
I hate making the decision. And then you eat the same stuff over and over. I'm so tired of eating salads. I'm so tired of eating... what was it? What was the other thing? Salads, just protein in general. Chicken, you know, the one thing, there's only like four constant foods I like. I like eggs.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Because I have two poached eggs in the morning.
Okay.
With two sausage links. Favorite meal.
Yeah.
Like, love it. I can never get tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I straight copied you, Kelly, and I love cheese and peanuts. Like, that's like literally...
I mean,
I can't get enough. It's easy.
Yeah,
like, I love it. It tastes good. I don't have to worry about it.
Don't have to worry about anything.
And you don't have to worry about the portion.
No.
It's like, there for you.
Yeah. It's just like you take your little bowl and you have a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
It's perfect.
And yeah. Because the one thing I found out is like making a whole meal. I mean, you guys have each other, plus you have kids.
Yeah.
So like making dinner and stuff, like that's like you just have to, right?
Yeah.
When you're making it just for yourself, you're like, I'm going to spend all this time making a dinner. I'm going to take 5 bites. And I'll be done.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
So what's the point?
Yep.
I get to that. I'm at that point now.
I do that with lunch because lunch, I'm making myself lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, what's this simple and easy? Because this is like, I don't want to cook because like literally, I'm only going to take like what was it? Kelly made me keto waffle.
Okay.
I haven't, had a keto waffle.
Okay.
I wanted to try one.
Yeah.
I took 2 bites. I could not eat anymore.
Oh, wow.
So
it was full.
It was full.
Yeah.
Like in 2 bites.
Well, and because keto is like, I remember eating it with you guys before and it's just heavier. Like, with you having
2 bites.
That was surgery only 6 months ago.
Tastes great.
Yeah.
2 bites.
Done. 2 bites done.
Gave the waffle to a kid.
What's in a keto waffle?
Yeah.
It's, I think it's, to make a couple of them, it's 4 eggs.
Okay.
Baking powder, What was the recipe? It was
Kelly's right next to you. She wants.
I know, but I want to remember almond flour.
Okay, which is a heavier flour.
Yeah, almond flour instead of regular flour because it's down to like one net carb. What else is in it?
Heavy cream.
Oh yeah, she used heavy cream, not baking powder.
Got it.
Okay.
So, and then just blend it all together. Yeah, and then you just put like a little vanilla extract to get like the flavor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then you pour it in an waffle maker.
That sounds delicious.
That's it.
We're going to have to make you the devotion waffle.
Sounds
good. Oh, those are good too.
I'm down.
Because literally it's like almost exactly the same, just with their protein powder.
Yeah. Perfect. And yeah. I just do one scoop of the protein powder, one egg, one teaspoon of the baking powder, and then you just thin it out with Fairlife.
Okay.
And then that's what you use.
Oh, yeah, just put it in your dash. Yeah. Yeah. We have the little dash waffle.
Yeah, the little tiny one. Yeah. My niece is freaking love them. Like nice. They come over and they ask for those.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, and it's high in protein.
It's really high in protein, yeah. And they love picking the flavor because Devotion has the flex flavors.
That's cool.
And so I'll be like, okay, these are the flavors you can choose from, and they'll be like, okay, birthday cake or monster cookie.
That's fun. Yeah.
Or yeah, so like they get to pick monkey their bread. Flavor, monkey bread.
That's
yeah.
cool.
So that part's fun too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so that was like two bites. And then, but like meatballs. Okay. So like I'll have meatballs for lunch. Mm. But like I was like, okay, so I have an air fryer. Mm-hmm. So I threw five of these little meatballs in the air fryer.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah, I can only eat three. Mm-hmm. Like, so maybe four sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I always give the leftover to Kelly or the kids.
Right.
Like, yeah. So it's like even still figuring out portion stuff is like.
It's still hard.
You know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's trying to find things you like. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a pain because I'm so tired of eating, but I know I have to eat. So it's like, okay.
I feel you. You know, mm-hmm. I asked the person yesterday, another Bariatric Diaries, Stephanie, and I was like, do you hate food yet? And she's like, no, love it all.
But she's 3 months.
Like, motherfucker.
I hate it.
I'm like, ah.
Hate it.
Yeah.
I hate eating. I hate when it's time to eat.
Yeah.
And restaurants are a waste of time, but mm-hmm. I like to go. So we're going to go today and I want to get breakfast food. But yeah, because you can't eat all of it. And the portions are so big. So it's like, I can have like five bites, but I paid $12.
Exactly.
And I can't get an iced tea because that's a waste.
Mm-hmm. $3 for an iced tea. One restaurant's, what the fuck are you doing?
I know. I shouldn't have said anything. I knew you were going to rant. I know. Yeah,
50 cents, guys. Maybe $1 for tea. I'm fine with. Anything after that, fuck you.
I know. It's a lot of money.
It's ridiculous. Especially for us, like, I can have two sips, three sips.
That's the thing. I can't drink really unless I drink a little bit faster before the meal comes. Yep. But then even that, if I do that, then my stomach's full of liquids and then I can't really eat anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Because that's what I'll do. Like if say they have a to-go one, like those places you can take your drinks to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I'll order, I'll drink it full and then I'll wait till my food comes, eat. And then I'm like, I like that to go.
That's
and they're
perfect.
Like, oh, okay, that's the only one time I'll justify because I'm like, hey, I think I got my money's worth.
Right.
if you can get it to go, then it's fine.
I know I'm ridiculous, but it's annoying.
We just been splitting meals because it was like, that just makes it easier.
Why not?
Like, there's no point because I can't eat as much. So,
has there been any like random things that you didn't think that would happen? Because like from going from lap band to, you know, VSG, what's the biggest difference or randomness to it?
I mean, I would say the biggest difference is I was always worried with my lap band that something was going to get stuck.
Okay.
And I had a couple times with lap band where stuff did get stuck and you feel like you're having a heart attack.
Right.
I haven't had any of those experiences with this.
Yay.
Like, you know, I've gotten nauseous.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, I mean, even I maybe gotten in the last 3 months, I've probably gotten nauseous 3 times.
Okay.
But the other day, like I think I talked about on the previous podcast, I tried to have salad like within the first 3 months and I couldn't have salad.
Yeah.
Well, now I can have salad again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But like, I think I had too much salad because I was like, oh, I feel like I'm going to puke. Mm. And I didn't puke, but I had that feeling and I haven't had that feeling before. But yeah, the main difference with lap band was like, I was constantly in fear of it was going to get stuck in my chest. Oh. So, but now I'm with this, and then explaining the surgery to people is way easier than lap band. People are just so confused of like, what is lap band? You have a rubber band in you. Like now I just say, cause people are like, oh, you don't eat much. And I'm like, yeah, when you only have 30% of your stomach left, it makes it, you know, a lot easier.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. I'm like, yeah, I had it removed. Mm-hmm. It was in the way.
It was in the way. We had a fight and I took it out.
I won.
And they don't know what to say because they're like, what? Like, did you? What? They always want to ask me what kind of surgery it is. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell them, like, we had a couple friends Mark and Joanne, and they were like, can I just ask you what surgery you had? And I was like, yeah, you can ask me. I don't care.
Yeah.
And so then I told them, you know, I had sleeve and kind of went into it all. And they were like, oh, okay. And they're like, you were that big? Because they didn't know me then.
Yeah, they didn't know.
You know, and they're like, I'm like, yeah. So then I showed them a picture of my heaviest. And they're like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy. I wouldn't even recognize you. Because the new people you meet, you know, we met them at board game stuff back in November or like December right after surgery. So they didn't know me at 440, nope. You know, and they're like, holy cow.
Well, and you've gone through that too.
Yep. It was awesome. I loved it.
You're like, because, I don't want people to know.
Because at Department of Revenue, that's when I got my surgery.
Yeah.
And that's when I lost all of my weight and got to my lowest. And then I moved to Progressive. And no one knew.
Yeah, nobody knows.
No one knows. And all the new photos I have in my like cubicle is all the new photos.
Yeah.
So they have no clue. And but they still like Chad. I love Chad. But he would be like, why does it take you all afternoon to eat your lunch?
Yeah.
And I was like, I just chewed up really good and just like take little bites, dude, all night. Like it makes me stay full. But I would never explain it. Mm. And he was just like, every time he would just bring it up. And I'm like, he funny. Still doesn't know.
Because he would he knew. He knew something.
He knew something.
Yeah. He didn't. He was like, just like, okay, if I ask enough, maybe she'll tell me.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope. They like a few people know, like they all know now because of the podcast. But like I was not comfortable yet.
Yeah.
Like telling people because this was a huge like step forward in like my career where like they've never met the bigger person. They don't know who this person is. I can be whoever I want here.
Yeah.
And really, it's not whoever I want. I can actually be myself.
Yeah.
And but these are very like another level type of person that I'm dealing with because they're all educated. They all have degrees. And that was, I don't know why it kind of intimidated me, but it did a little bit. Yeah. So I'm like, I didn't want to take any of my like professionalism away by saying I had weight loss surgery.
For sure.
Because I was afraid of the look I was going to get.
Gotcha.
Because these guys are like, all of them play football.
Yeah.
Some of them were playing football at the Ducks. Like, these are real athletes. And I'm just like, I had weight loss surgery. Yeah. Like, I just felt so awkward. So I was just like, yeah, I work out. And they saw me have my protein shakes and they saw what I was eating. So they knew I was eating healthy, but they knew something was up.
That's
but
funny.
Eventually, like, I think a year later, I told Bethany that sat in front of me. And then she's like, are you comfortable telling me? I was like, I don't really care. But then I started bringing in photos of like, of old stuff.
Yeah.
Because I brought in a photo of dad.
Oh,
and there's
gotcha.
A photo of me with dad. And that's me.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, you were bigger. And I was like, yes, I was. Yeah. And then I explained it. So they all know. But it was just like that first year, I was just like uncomfortable telling strangers that like I was a little intimidated by what I was doing.
No, for sure. I get it.
I mean, I don't know. Like, that's just who I am. Just a goof. But
no, it's weird. I mean, I get the looks. Like, especially when you order at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget where I was. We went to Red Lobster.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously I can't eat much. So I ordered a side of scallops.
Okay.
That was it.
Yeah.
You know? And actually, I was with two friends for lunch meeting up. We haven't seen each other in a long time. And the waitress goes, and what else? And I'm like, no, that's it. I'll be good. She's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yep, that's all I need. I'm good. And she's like, huh, okay. And like walked away like she was shocked. And
yeah.
So that happens a lot of like, okay, well, I get it. I'm not tiny.
Right.
But let me eat what I want to eat, lady.
Exactly.
Like, it's fine.
I think it's funny that they ask, are you sure?
Yep. Yep. Like, I'm confused.
Like, yeah, like you're confused by your choice.
Yeah.
And you need to
reevaluate
that.
Thing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's like, do you remember like... You're a big guy. Why aren't you not eating more?
You know where you're at, right?
Yeah.
You know where you're at. No.
You can eat more than that, sir.
Yeah.
Like if I go through a drive-thru and get food, I never get a drink.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's completely pointless.
Right.
Right.
Because I'm just gonna go home and I have my water there and everything.
Exactly.
Or I have water in the car. And they're always like, do you want a drink? And I'm like, nope, I'm good. Are you sure?
Right.
No, I don't want a drink.
Puzzling.
Yeah, I know.
It's
like
puzzling to them.
What?
Why wouldn't the norm.
Why wouldn't you want a drink?
It's wrong.
No,
with
I don't
you.
Want. Or I'll order like I'll be like I want that in a meal, but I don't want the drink. I don't care that I'm paying a dollar extra.
Right, right.
Like
right.
I just don't give me the drink.
Yeah.
And they'll still hand me the fucking drink.
That's
and I will
so
tell them
funny.
As they hand it to me, I didn't want the drink. And then they'll be like,
you can have it. You
right?
keep the drink.
Yeah, why don't you drink
you
it?
You drink it.
Yeah,
you,
that's not going to do.
That's for you.
It's yeah.
Like, thank you for doing your job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I just realized a light bulb turned on.
No.
So
we love those.
Yeah. So I kind of realized actually why I did that is the whole, it is a stigma thing. Mm-hmm. Like, because there's such a huge stigma around what we do for weight loss surgery, I didn't want people to know. And so like, that's kind of like why we have this podcast, it's like, no, fuck you guys. Yeah. It shouldn't fucking matter. I should be able to tell you day one. And because of all the stigma, I was so scared to tell my boss and the people around me that it should not be scary.
Which is funny because it's like there are well-educated people that have the surgery.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I just thought they're going to look down on me.
No, I get it. I'm saying like there are all types of people. Like you don't know, you going in, you have no idea who had surgery and who doesn't.
You don't know their backstory.
Yeah, because it's not like they have a little name tag that said, hi, I have weight loss surgery. Like nobody knows.
No one knows.
So, I mean, you went through many years of no one knowing.
No one knowing.
And then, but you, this on the flip side, you could not know. That they have.
Yeah, that's true. So they could have too, and I would not have known.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that you're more of the open.
Yeah.
Matt.
Like, I am.
You're like, I don't care. Ask me any questions you have.
It depends on the situation. Like if I'm in the mood to explain it, because I'll have people that'll ask like, oh man, I haven't seen you in a while. You look great. What are you doing? And I'm like, we're in a group setting. Like, I don't want to explain it. So I'm like, oh, it's easy, man. You just eat less, move more.
Yep.
Like that real quick. You
know? I mean, that is exactly it.
Yeah. I just try to dumb it down.
Yeah,
and
then, I love it.
You know, but if it's in like a smaller setting and people are like, man, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I had surgery. Like we had my daughter's mom over yesterday.
Okay.
And obviously she's seeing me get
your
smaller.
Friend's mom.
Yeah, my daughter's friend's mom.
Your daughter's mom.
My daughter's mom.
I mean, I hope you have your daughter's mom.
I have my daughter's mom there every day.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
That I know of. So my daughter's friend's mom.
There you go.
And I forget how it come up. But it came with the podcast because she was like, "Yeah, we're going to Salem tomorrow. Would you, you might need to help us with the softball stuff."
Oh,
and she's like, "A podcast? Like, what are you talking about?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, we explained. Hey, my sister and Kelly have this podcast. This is what it is. They interview me for weight loss." And she's like, "Weight loss?" And then I was like, "Yeah, I had vertical sleeve gastrectomy done in November." And she's like, "Oh, my friend had that done, but they had no clue, you know." And we've known them for a couple of years.
Okay,
you know, but it was like she's like, "Oh," and I could tell she was a little shocked at first because then coming from like a guy getting it.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, yeah, I'm down 80 pounds since November. And she's like, yeah, you look great. You know,
that's awesome.
It's just letting her know. But some of the people get the shock look on
their
face.
You get the shock look.
Yeah.
But, and that's kind of the deal is like it's always like time and place.
Yes.
Because like I'm a mom of a book. Like we've talked before, if you ask me the questions. Mm-hmm. But it's also like if we're in a crowd of people, I'm not going to fucking explain this shit.
Yeah.
But if we're like in a close knit area, like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel awkward because then like everybody's turning their heads and like listening in. And it's like, I don't want to answer all your questions.
Yeah, I have to answer it a lot because I don't, if we're in social situations, I don't drink.
Right.
And I don't plan to drink until after the year mark.
Right.
And so I always say, yeah, I had stomach surgery in November. I don't drink. My doctor asked me to wait a year.
There you go.
You know, and then that'll sit in for a few minutes. And then usually they'll be like, why do you have to wait?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, technically I don't. I could drink now if I wanted to. It's a personal choice.
Yeah.
But I think for me, I'm like, I don't want alcohol in my body until a year after every surgery.
Yeah, I think it's smart.
I think that's, I don't want it. You know what I mean? I want to fill my stomach with protein and food that's going to make me feel good. Trust me, I like alcohol just fine, but I just took a choice of waiting a year, you know?
Yeah.
So that usually opens the conversation of like, okay, well, I had stomach surgery. I only have 30% of my stomach remaining. 70% was removed. I'd rather put stuff in my stomach that's not alcohol.
Yeah, because like you have to fill it with nutrition right now.
Yeah.
Like that's the biggest deal.
Yeah, because my energy is almost perfect, like back to normal. I'm like back to before surgery. And so I know alcohol, yes, it's fun and it tastes good. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm not in that headspace.
When is it worth it? Because like what I've learned was like 3 days. Mm-hmm. So like your metabolism is down for 3 days after you drink alcohol.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, was it worth that? Like that's a lot of days.
Yeah.
Like
it'll be worth
that's
it.
That's a lot of days.
It is. And you're like working out and you know, like people like to check in on their weight almost once a week. So 3 days of that week is gone.
Every
you're
Monday.
Like, fuck.
Yeah. Once I do it every Monday. So.
Oh yeah. So no.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I was thinking like, if you wait until like Wednesday,
right?
You drink on like Saturday. I'm like calculating it in my head. I mean, we can wait, and then
like, I'll make it work for you.
I'll make it. I'll make sense of it. No. I will justify anything.
Yeah. No, come November, I will have a drink, but I that's usually when I have to explain it is when social situations. Yeah, because we hung out with some friends last night, and they're like, "Oh, what do you drink? I'll make you a drink." And I'm like, "Iced tea,
please."
And they're like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yep, iced tea." They're like, "Oh, you're not drinking?" I'm like, "No, I can't drink for a year." And I make a joke. I'm like, "I'm on this AA program. Like, it's really tough. But you drink.
Yeah, you go ahead. Do your thing.
You do your thing. I won't be influenced." You know, like just joking around. They're like, really? I'm like, no. I just don't drink. I'm taking a year off. So
yeah. And it's funny because people are like just so shocked when it comes to it. And you're just like, dude, it's not a big deal.
They're shocked by everything.
They are. Just shocked. Yeah. If you're not doing anything that's normal to them, they're just like, what the fuck?
Well, because they automatically assume if you're not drinking and they are or anything, that you're judging them.
Yes.
Because, you must be thinking I'm doing something wrong.
And 100%.
It's like, no, not at all. I'm just doing something different.
Well, it's like with cake and sweets and stuff, too. If you don't eat it, they feel like they're being judged by eating it. And you're like, no, I don't care if you eat it.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I just physically am not eating it.
Exactly.
Like, eat your feelings. Like, we know what that feels like. Like, we're good. If I could still eat my feelings, I probably would.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah, but no. Like, it's good. You eat your cookie dough or whatever. You do you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be over here munching on my apples, and it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. Do you find that people are misinformed?
Yeah, huge. That's, I think that's what I was going to say is like, there's a, like, that's why I love your guys' podcast because it brings awareness and education. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of misinformation out there and a lot of preconceived notions that aren't true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so once you educate somebody on like what it actually is and what it actually does, and they're like, that stigma goes away.
It does.
They pass it along to the next person that they're talking to about it.
Yeah, because they have no clue. They think, a typical person thinks that it's the easy way out, and that you're just not strong enough to do it naturally.
You don't have the willpower.
Yeah. And they don't, they don't understand it.
Right. They don't take into consideration like your body makeup.
Yeah.
And like what else you have going on with you, whether you have, underlying conditions or you have PCOS where it's very hard to lose weight or a thyroid condition where it is very hard to lose weight. Like, or some people just need that like drastic, like I was one of those few. I needed that drastic cutoff.
Yeah.
Of being like, nope, you can't do this anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
We need to feel it.
Yeah. Because I mean, I had stopped and started diets, all throughout my entire life. I had always been on a diet. Mm-hmm. Or some type of diet.
Some sort of fad diet, whatever was going on.
I found that a lot of people also, they are confused on what weight loss surgery is.
Yes.
So I'll say like, for example, I was in the little corner market down from my house and somebody had said something. I think I was wearing a dress and she was like, I love your dress. And I was like, thanks. I got it like 4 years ago and I've never been able to fit in it before. Yeah. And so I was pretty excited. And she was like, well, I couldn't did you lose a lot of weight? And I was like, yeah, I've lost 125 pounds. And she was like, wow, what'd you do? And I was like, oh, I had weight loss surgery, 2 years ago, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, so you had the bypass?
That's what they always say.
Always.
Yeah. And they always go to that.
I'm like, nope. Okay, we're gonna do a little TED Talk right here.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
There was like three workers.
Nice.
And they were all listening to me. And I'm like, okay, so there's actually like several weight loss surgeries. Like, and I'm like, okay, this is the bypass. And I kind of explained it. Yeah. And I was like, this is the sleeve. And they were all like, whoa.
Yeah, they don't have no clue.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
But now they do.
Yeah. Now they're educated.
Yeah. And so if somebody were to say, I had weight loss surgery, they could be like, oh, which one did you get?
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's these shows like 600 Pound Life that don't help it either.
Because
they go automatically to bypass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they don't understand. Like I had a friend hit me up over the last couple of days and was like, hey, which surgery did you get? I'm thinking about having surgery. And I'm like, I had sleeve. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, okay, why did you have sleeve? Mm-hmm. I thought it was just bypass. And I'm like, no, I gave her a couple of reasons. One of them was my age, like it's fine. And, that was recommended by Dr. Peter Patterson, and we kind of talked through it. And she's like, I didn't know there was that much information. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. I go, it's kind of, depends on what you want to do and your goals. And I talked about recovery time and, she struggled with weight loss the last couple of years. So she was thinking, and she's like, well, I just don't want it to be the easy way out. And I type back, this is not easy.
Yeah.
Like there's no easy
thing
here.
Be prepared.
This is not easy. This is not like you said, it's not get the surgery and you're done. Like the mental part of it. Like, I think that's what people don't understand is like, they think, oh, we get the surgery and then you'll eat less and everything will be perfect. And it's like all like, what I've learned is a lot in your brain. Like your brain controls everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. And so, and how you rationalize things and how you kind of distort your own reality to make things fit. Like a lot of people do that.
Oh, 100%.
And I did it. I was like, I would be like, oh, well, if I'll eat this now, it'll be fine because I won't eat it later. And it's really just, 1,000 calories. What does that really mean? Mm-hmm. Like I would just make it fit into my brain that I could do whatever I wanted,
Yeah, I'd be like, well, it's just... once it's out of the house, I'm fine. Yeah. So I'll eat it all now, mm-hmm. and I'll never get it back in the house. Exactly. And this is going to be my last one.
That would be easy, right?
Yeah, totally fine. Yeah. And then it's back in the house in like a couple weeks later.
Exactly.
So I have to call you out one more time.
For what?
For the conversation we had over the weekend.
Okay.
About the alcohol.
Oh.
Just because it fits so well. Like, okay, so
prefaces. Melanie went a very long time with no alcohol. It was almost 18 months to 2 years.
I know.
Yeah,
I
was you guys my first time.
Yeah, she went a long time.
Yeah.
But it was funny because this is how we justify it in our brain, right? So we're sitting there and somebody had said something about drinking. Mm-hmm. And you were like, Mel's like, oh, I don't really drink. Like, I went this long without it. And I mean, all I take are shots of tequila. And then she's like,
If I do drink.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, and then I do like mimosas.
Yep.
And then she stops and I was like, and?
I'm like, and what?
And she's like, well, I like White Claws. Oh, and margaritas are really good. And I'm like, oh, you totally just justified that. Like, I don't really drink. But I just named off four different drinks that I drink on a regular basis. It's a couple a month or whatever.
That's
I
do. Funny.
But every meetup for the patrons, we have mimosas.
Yeah. It's like our little treat.
Ritual.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, it is kind of like, because I'm like, oh, yeah, because I'm rationalizing every single one.
You do.
I will have to say with that margarita, though. There's no sugar in that.
There is not. All so right. just so
well,
you know.
And that makes still, it that much better.
That's right.
It still slows your metabolism
for
72
hours. It's lemon and lime and tequila.
Yes.
Oh, and simple syrup. But that's like.
It's very little.
Very,
it's,
very
it's
little.
It's just simple.
It's so just it should simple. Be,
it's just simple. Exactly.
It's fine.
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Because it's like. That's how you justify it. You're like, mm-hmm. well, I'm going to have four of these cookies.
Yep.
But they're keto.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's fine.
Or you have a pan of brownies and you call them keto, but they're actually not. They're a pan of brownies.
Oh, like my husband did.
Like somebody I know. Yeah.
For a long time.
Somebody.
Yeah. He's like, oh, Melanie, these keto brownies you made are great. I'm like, I didn't make keto. He's like, nope, we're calling them keto brownies. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Did not do that.
Yeah.
Not
I was on his gaming with him and I'm like, what are you eating? He's like, oh, I'm having keto brownies. He's like, I ate the whole pan. And I'm like, keto brownies. He's like, yeah, Melanie made them. They're actually all brownies.
they're not keto in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Because he was like wanting something. And I was like, well, we have this box of whatever. So we'll just make this real quick.
Well, during the ice storm, we did that same thing. Because mm-hmm. I had my sister brought over like, I don't know, like organic cookie dough or something like that. I'm like, it's still
it's fine. It's organic.
Yeah, it's organic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, you know, Dylan and I were standing there and I had the Kodiak brownies mix.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, hey, why don't we make brookies? So we'll do the cookie on the bottom. We'll have the brownie on top. Man, those things were gone.
Yeah.
Gone immediately. Yeah. Like, I was like, these can't happen again.
Nope.
Like, that's,
I mean, they're packed
with
really protein because they're the Kodiak, but still, like.
Yeah,
not
funny.
It was not. Yeah,
but I was gonna touch base with the easy way out with your friend that was like, I just don't want to take the easy way out.
Yeah, right.
And also, like, we only live once. Who cares if I did?
Is yeah, it's true.
Like, if there is really like a button that you could take, and like all of a sudden you're just like down,
who wouldn't take
who
that?
Who wouldn't do that?
Yeah,
because like, what? Who cares? Like, at least I get to like add life to my life expectancy and enjoy life longer.
Well,
like,
so you struggled for 3 years.
Yeah.
And if it's not working, well, stop trying to do the same thing.
Yeah,
like, right. Like, try just something different, you know?
Well, and that's the definition of insanity. You do the same thing over and over again and still expecting different results. And it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And it's like, who cares, though? It's like, I just want to have fun and enjoy my life.
Yeah.
So if there's a button to push, why not?
Well, and there's the point, if somebody came to you and said, okay, if you push this button, you're going to be fit. But you're going to have to work, like, you're going to have to, like, continue to work, but it's going to be automatic, right? You're just going to be thin. And then you say, okay, but if you don't want to take the easy way out, you push this button, but you're going to take life off your life at the end.
Right.
Like, who wouldn't take the easy button.
Yeah, the red pill, blue pill.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's the choice you're making.
I'm going down the rabbit hole with Neo.
Oh,
I'm doing it.
Every time.
I'm doing it.
Every time.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it.
So the other thing about the easy way out is, like, that's how uninformed people are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, because this person is looking into surgery.
Yes.
So she's not like saying like, oh, you took the easy way out. She's worried about taking the easy way out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's sad.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
And what what people don't realize before the surgery is that there you do have some sort of relationship with the surgery, with the food.
Yes.
And what happens after surgery is it forces you to face that.
Oh, yeah.
And realize. Like
that's where I'm at now. Yeah, I'm right there. Like I was telling Kelly yesterday, even this morning, I'm like, I used to love it. I used to look forward to meals. I used to look forward to that time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now we're broken up. Like I don't want to ever see that food.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to deal with it. It's like it's like getting a divorce. Like I don't want to deal with that. Yep. I don't want to see that. I don't want a reminder of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like and I hate it.
Let's burn all the reminders.
Yeah, let's burn it all.
Burn it down.
I don't want to mess with it.
Yeah.
You know? And so I just, I hate it. So, but yeah, I'm there now. Like I hate food.
Yeah.
Because it's a waste of my time. And it doesn't give me excitement like it used to.
Right. There's no fulfillment.
People are really scared to admit that. Like you got excitement and pleasure from food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I used to.
It makes them feel weird to admit that.
Yeah, but it's okay, true. Though. It's a mental thing.
Yeah.
You know? And now you find excitement and pleasure from other things.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
For sure.
And it does correlate. Like you will find other pleasures.
Oh, yes.
It's okay. Like you'll find them in different aspects of your life. It doesn't have to be food anymore. Because now like I'm having fun doing yard work, you know?
Exactly. I was just thinking that.
Yeah. I'm having fun going to concerts and shows and like hanging out with you guys. Like, because I can hang out with you guys now longer times than before. Be like, okay, I'm going to be exhausted in like 2 hours.
Right.
I should probably like make sure I have a time frame when I go home. Like we would always like navigate the day how big you were and how you felt.
Yeah.
And now I like the longevity's there. So it's like, yeah, I can hang out with my brother and his wife for 8 hours. And I'm actually still not going to probably feel exhausted. Yeah, like how cool is that?
Right. I'm like, I'm not tired. Like I was saying that to Kelly last night. She's like, I'm going to go to bed. I'm like, and it was like midnight, 12:30. I'm like, I'm just not tired.
Yeah.
As much as I used to. I now take a melatonin at night to fall asleep. Yeah. I have to, like, I just can't sleep. Like I will still lay there and be wired. I've counted the whatever you wanted me to count.
Oh yeah. Just counting.
Just counting. That helped a little bit. But the melatonin, I've noticed that I fall asleep within like 30 minutes.
I've got a good one for you.
Yeah, like 30 minutes.
Yeah. It works actually really, really well.
It gives me vivid dreams though, which I'm like, I usually dream.
Okay.
But these are like very vivid.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, I don't want that vivid, man. Let my brain rest. Like, I want to sleep longer.
I'll tell you the name of this one. Well, it's like Nature's Made. It's like Sleep Three.
It's Sleep Three.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's got like different levels in the pill.
That's
so
cool.
So you've got one that like makes you sleep.
Yeah.
And then one stay asleep. And then one to like stop your brain from. So
I'll show it to you.
Yeah. It's worth it. Yeah. Like it's like $8.
Yeah, I take one every night. It's been so nice to like just I'll take one. We'll go to bed at midnight, 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be out in 30 minutes.
Awesome.
And then I'll be up. And one thing that's kind of cool, I guess, is a non-scale victory too. Like when I wake up in the morning, I'm awake. Like I'm not groggy. I'm not like, of course, I like to lay there, play on my phone, talk to the wife, do whatever. But it's not like I'm like, oh, it's like dreading getting up.
Right.
I'm like, I'm awake. I'm up. Like, I could get up like, and go if I wanted to. And, like, today I got up, popped up, let's go. Like, I was...
Nice.
But I don't have that anymore, that kind of fog.
That's... that fog's gone
when you wake up
in
the morning. Yeah, it's gone. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, for those that experience the fog, it will go away with surgery.
Yeah, I mean, and you have to find a level of, like, how much protein you're getting. Because that directly correlates with your fog.
Yep.
It does.
If you have not had enough protein.
Yeah.
If you're not getting enough water... If you're not taking your vitamins, like there is a trifecta.
There
that
is.
You need to hit all three.
And for the normies that are listening, the people that have not had weight loss surgery, Eric experienced it. He went all day with no food, only water. We're driving. And he's like, why can't I figure out where this place is? We've been there so many times. And I was like, you haven't eaten anything today. And he's like, so? And I was like, remember when me and Kelly tell you we feel stupid because we haven't had any protein?
Yep.
And he's like, yeah. I'm like, that's what your experience is exactly what we're talking about.
That's funny.
Like, you didn't have it. It's for everybody. It's everybody's makeup. You need protein.
Yeah.
So it's just like, for us, it's very obvious. You're like, hey, you're not clicking up here. Boom, food. Like,
well,
because
you have only a section of your stomach.
Yeah. And you have to fill it.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's definitely a work in progress for the first
3 months.
Because and some people have like tighter restriction depending on what their doctor used for their surgery. Right. So, you know, it may be longer. It could be shorter. You know, some people are like, I can drink 64 ounces a day right now. And I'm like a week post-op. And it's like, well.
Fuck how.
Yeah. I couldn't do that.
No, I couldn't either. But some people can.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, sometimes when you don't take into consideration, like I was on a schedule, but I didn't adhere to that schedule as closely as I should have. They might be adhering to that better.
True.
So they may have it all calculated out.
Yep.
So where they hit their 64 ounces within that time frame.
Faster time frame.
Yes.
So I would say, like, what does the next 6 months look like for you? What are you looking forward to? What are your plans?
I want to buy a boat. No, I'm just kidding.
I know you do that.
I do want to buy a boat.
That's real.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah, I do want to buy a boat.
We can just put OSLP on the side. Right. Sponsor the boat.
By. Yeah. No, I mean, just keep losing weight. I think it's time to kind of glean more into weightlifting.
Okay.
Just to see, I want to get a little more muscle definition.
Okay.
I don't like having to snuggle into my wife on the couch. I would like her to snuggle into me.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. She's like, you know, I can wrap my arms around you now.
Oh, that's like, a cool NSV too.
Yeah, yeah. And like, and she's like, you just want to snuggle into me, honey?
I love it.
And yes, that's what you sound like when you say that.
In case you were wondering.
Yep. She was. And so no, I do want to start getting, because obviously you lose weight. So like my shoulders are becoming more defined. My collarbone's more defined. Mm-hmm. But I want to also have a little more muscle. So I think that's something that's going to start here pretty soon and work on for like the next 6 months. Yeah. Obviously hit my goal too. I mean, it's 6 months in. So by the end of 6 months, I want to hit 220.
220, man. Okay.
220.
And you probably will have to, like, that last 10 to 20 pounds, there might have to be like a little more.
A little push it.
A little more oomph.
A little more push it. But yeah.
I mean, not necessarily though.
Because, you never know.
I zoomed right past my goal weight. Right. So
you did.
I mean, it's a very big possibility that you might not even have to push for that.
I know. It's definitely different because I saw a guy on like Reddit who was like, got the surgery and it was like 400 at starting weight. Mm. And then, he's like 215, 210 after a year, you know, and I hit him up and I was like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he said, honestly, just follows his plan of eating and then gets some cardio in. He's like, I don't do crazy 6-10 miles a day.
No.
He's like, I do stuff with my family, similar to me. And he's like, maybe I do 5 miles a week in walking. Like,
okay, that's good.
But it's just you zoom right past.
Yeah.
Everybody's body makeup's different.
Yeah.
You know, bone structure and everything. So.
Well, and your body likes a certain point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hangs on. Mm-hmm. So. But I mean, I want to get to goal. Like now this was my like kind of last, like getting below 292 is like, I remember I was talking about last podcast, getting small goals.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One was to get under 300. Did that.
Mm-hmm.
Next one was to get under 292 because I've never seen the scale lighter.
Yep.
You know, so now
check
I'm there.
Mark. That one's
now I'm
done.
There. So next goal is 220.
220.
So that's what we're going after.
We don't have any middle grounds.
No. Okay. I mean, 250, I'm going to freak out.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, like 250
is kind of crazy.
Right?
Actually 240 would be crazy. That's 200 pounds lost from when I started.
Yeah. That's insane.
So when I started 5 years ago. So
that would be so cool. I can't wait for it to
that's
see.
That's 200 pounds lost in 5 years. So.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so it's pretty cool. But 220 by Christmas is the goal. That's what I'm running after. But
so you're gonna start your new year at goal weight.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm.
2022 at goal weight, which
would
be great.
So. Yes.
And you guys will get to see that.
Yeah.
You guys are going to watch this happen.
It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but it's been good. I'm excited. I like being smaller. Like I was telling that to Kelly this morning, I was like, I've always had an ego and I've always thought, you know, I'm the greatest at everything. And I was like, now my body matches my brain.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
You know, I'm not skinny. I would never say I'm skinny. I'm on my way. So.
You are on your way. Yeah. Well on your way, for sure. Way,
so
a question that we had asked Stephanie in our last interview was, have you done any traveling?
No.
No.
Not done anything.
Are you looking forward to?
I am, yeah. Okay. I kind of had an epiphany on traveling.
Okay.
Because I was always scared of like heights. Or at least I thought I was scared of heights. I wasn't scared of heights. Like, I figured out what I was scared of. So like Melanie has seen it. I like had a panic attack on a plane to Vegas, like screaming, freaking out in the back. Like, I was the guy everybody was staring at. Like, you know, I don't think you were that bad. I felt that bad.
I think okay. You felt that bad. Me because I've never seen you.
I lost control.
Upset like that. Yeah, you could tell that, like, it was bothering you. Yeah. And then I was like, well, if Matt's worrying, should I be worried?
Yeah. Well, that's
instantly where I went to.
You guys definitely feed off of each other.
Because I watched you, like, just grab the seat in front of us and, like, your eyes. And I was like, whoa. Yeah. I could feel it. I was like, oh, shit.
I'm not scared of heights.
Yeah.
I figured it out finally. So what I was scared of is I'm a bigger guy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If something did happen, mm-hmm. I didn't think I could save myself or anybody else because I wouldn't be strong enough to say I had to swim in the ocean or I had to climb over a seat mm-hmm. or anything like that.
I'm fucked. I'm stuck.
I'm just, there's no chance of survival.
Yeah.
In my brain. Obviously, I know the plane's not going to crash or anything like that. Or I'm going to fall off the roller coaster. But it was the possibility of, like, mm-hmm. if something malfunctioned, I couldn't do anything.
Right.
I wasn't mm-hmm. physically fit enough to do something.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
So that was the epiphany I kind of had on traveling was, like, I'm not scared of heights. I was just scared of the ability of not being able to do something.
That makes sense.
And so now, mm-hmm. like, I think I'll be fine because, like, I feel like, okay, I can do something. I can react. I can mm-hmm. help. Mm-hmm. And I'd be fine.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that fear will be gone. So I'm looking forward to traveling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
So I'm looking forward to doing something like that. We want to take the kids to Disney and we would like to celebrate, you know, we were supposed to go to Hawaii last year for her wedding anniversary.
Aww.
And it got canceled because of COVID.
Yeah.
So we're looking all that kind of fun stuff. So
that'd be a blast.
But yeah, and I'm looking forward to traveling.
Us going to Mexico.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we want to go to Mexico. There's a lot of things I want to do. So, but no, not traveled yet. But that was kind of the epiphany I had on travel. Okay. So,
all right. Have you, so like today you drove down.
Yeah.
You guys are an hour away from us, yeah. about an hour. How do you plan for like even like day trips like that?
I mean, usually I just bring something with me.
Okay.
Today I didn't because I knew we were going to go grab something after this. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I usually have coffee in the morning or eggs and sausage.
Okay.
And then if I travel, I'll bring some peanuts with me.
There you go.
Or some sugar-free beef jerky.
There you go.
So, and I'll put that in the car, you know, have that a couple of bites. I don't usually go to fast food. Mm-hmm. If I do, like In-N-Out's great because mm-hmm. you can get the Flying Dutchman.
Mm, what's that?
It's just two patties with cheese.
Oh.
No bun.
What?
It's not on their menu. Cool. It's a secret menu.
Okay.
But you just say, I want a Flying Dutchman. And that's what they give you. And it's literally two hamburger patties with one piece of cheese and no bun.
So, awesome. I love it. They actually have a meal that you can just order.
It's Flying Dutchman.
Good job, guys.
Yep. So I'll usually stop there if I need something or like, I'll just get some, like, what's the Cafe Yum?
Mm-hmm.
Like their bowls are good.
They have good bowls.
Get no rice and just get one of their bowls.
Okay.
So.
Because I mean, you don't really need the rice. I mean,
I feel like
there's a lot of flavor.
I haven't had any carbs really.
Right.
Since the surgery. So.
Good.
Very small trace amounts, I would say. So
how are you going to handle that moving forward?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't plan on eating them.
Okay.
I don't. It's not part of my recipes and stuff. I just don't. I don't have any carbs really.
Okay. So, if it's not necessary, then why?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. There. Yeah, I think that's a smart move.
That just seems. I was just worried about processing. Like, I don't want anything to make my stomach upset.
Right.
And so I don't know how that's going to work, and I don't want to mm-hmm. test it. So I'm fine.
Yeah. Just stick to that.
Yeah.
Kelly's a tester. We're not testers. We're just like. That's over there.
Yeah.
I test. Well, because Mel told me, like, when I went, you know, my first year, I was very, like, carb Nazi. Like, I didn't want any carb.
That's how I am right now.
In my life.
Yeah.
And then she's like, just hang on to that. And I.
As long as you can.
Did not hang on to that. I was like, I had one thing, and then it kind of led to another thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hold on to that as much as you can.
That's where I am now. So I get everything carb free.
That's awesome.
Good.
You know, but it's also. I know at some point you have to reintroduce probably some healthy carbs.
Yes.
Right.
Because I do miss oatmeal. Like I used to eat oatmeal all the time mm-hmm. For breakfast, but I'm just like, I'm just not there. I'm not.
And
I'm
you
not
don't
there.
Need to be.
So
just don't.
But
yeah. I mean, and if it turns into like, so like say you introduce like oatmeal again, because you do like oatmeal. Remember that it's like a not an everyday thing.
Exactly.
Like it's an every once in a while. I'm not saying that all bad carbs are bad anymore.
Right.
Like, I'm not in that mindset anymore, but there are specific carbs that you should probably be eating over others.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and so. I think the deal is, like, knowing your own trigger foods because, yeah. like, that's going to go a long way.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. like, just don't introduce your trigger foods. Like, I mm-hmm. wish I didn't because, right. like, I totally have and it's annoying.
Oh,
I,
yeah, then you have to deal with it.
I yep. still haven't done pasta.
Yeah.
Nope. I refuse to eat pasta. Smart. I'm not going to because that was a big trigger for yeah. me. I would eat a plate of pasta in no time flat.
Nice. Like, in seconds.
Well, not seconds,
no, but
all
it.
Of the seconds,
no,
all of the seconds. When it came to pasta, yes, most yes. definitely all yes. of the seconds.
But yeah, when I travel down here, it's like the no, whatever, nice. No carb option or whatever I bring with
okay.
me.
Awesome.
You know? Especially, you know, I mean, I look forward to lunch today. Like I'm hungry. I haven't eaten today. So
yeah.
I had some coffee on the way down and it was good. We woke up a little late. So
yeah, we're going to get some food here soon. Is there anything that you want to like? Tell the listeners or any advice that you can give them?
Yeah, a couple things. Like, one, obviously just be patient.
Okay. Trust the process.
Yes, trust the process. There's going to be some weeks, because there's been some weeks for me where, like, I've lost, like, 1 pound
mm-hmm.
or I've lost no pound. Like, I've just stayed flat for 2 weeks and then all of a sudden I'll drop 5.
There you go.
You know what I mean? And stop and try not to get frustrated because you're going to get frustrated and it's not always easy. So
yeah.
It's like, just let it go and move on to the next week. Like, it's your sleeve is not failing because yeah. you didn't lose yep. a pound in the week. You
right.
know? You know,
right.
It is. Especially in the beginning. Like, mm-hmm. like, I get it. But if you're a couple years in and you're not losing and you're trying to lose, maybe reevaluate what you're eating.
Yeah.
But,
yes.
But yeah, like, it's just trust the process, I would say. And then just know a lot of it's mental. Like, for me, and I just speak for me, like, I know my limitations. So I know if I would have just went straight into like working out constantly, mm-hmm. I would have been, it would have been good for me mentally. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have right. freaked out because I'm like, it's just too much. I can't handle mm-hmm. it. I'm overwhelmed. So I spent most of my time in the beginning now looking at the food and okay. just controlling the food and understanding food and
yeah.
what is good for me, what's bad for me, what gives me more energy, what doesn't give me more energy.
Listening to your body.
Yeah, mm-hmm. figuring out what's better for my body.
Okay.
You know, and that's work for me, you know, yeah. and because mm-hmm. I think it's 80% diet, you know, 20% working out.
It basically out, is.
Yeah.
Know?
That's and
so,
what it is.
Yeah. So just figuring that out for me has been more important than getting buff.
And finding know, and a routine.
That. Yeah. And a routine to it. Like, every morning I have this breakfast and mm-hmm. then I know when I want lunch. I do have to remind myself to eat. So I would tell people just you have the thinking of, if I don't eat, I'll lose more weight. And actually, in my brain, it's like, I think if you eat, in my opinion, if you don't eat, you're doing more harm than good.
You Correct. Are.
You need are. To eat more. You need your calories. Yep. You need your protein. You need all mm-hmm. You need all of that. So it's counterintuitive because you think, mm-hmm. well, I'm putting food in my mouth. That's going to cause me to gain weight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It's actually helping you to lose mm-hmm. weight. And
yeah,
so getting
helps
over
you
that.
Burn the weight.
Yeah. You need that. Food for energy.
Yeah.
So like, just kind of wrap your brain around that. It's definitely hard to, mm-hmm. to oh. get to that spot.
Because even yeah. I saw those days where I'm like, well, I didn't eat for a while, so that's fine.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it's not fine, because that's actually how you get into stalls,
mm-hmm.
yeah. is that you'll sit because your body's like, wait, are we not going to get food for a while?
Exactly.
Like, this is...
Yeah.
And then it holds on to everything.
It holds on to everything.
Yeah,
right.
no.
Yeah,
you so have right. to... I found when I didn't hit my protein goal and I didn't hit my water goal, I was more stalled than if I was hitting this.
Yes. Yep, if so, you hit that protein water
yeah.
goals.
Yeah. Yep. No, the goals are good. I mean, my wife always tells me, you got to keep eating. You got to keep eating.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. keep drinking your water. Because she knows I'm in a better mood. Mm-hmm. And everything just goes easier for me if I'm
Smoother.
Constantly eating, constantly drinking my water, instead of like waiting until 3, 4, 5 in the afternoon mm-hmm. to finally take the first bite.
Who's that
yeah.
sound like?
You know?
I know.
So, yeah. So just
it's
saying.
It's new now.
Yeah.
Well, I've lowered it.
No, I mean on a daily basis.
Oh, true story.
Yeah. yeah. Yesterday she was a little cranky.
I was a little cranky. I was nervous. I was nervous.
I get hangry.
We can talk about that
yeah.
off camera.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about after we were done. And then you were, I was like, what do you need? And then
we
you're
can
like,
also talk about that because there's a whole reason for that too.
Oh, nice. I know. I just say, I'm like, do you need to eat? I don't know what I want to eat. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like, I
we'll
don't.
We'll let you decompress a little bit.
Yeah, I needed to process
yeah.
like everything that just happened. And Kelly kept asking me questions. And I was like, I need you to stop asking me questions because I don't know what I want right now. And I'm trying to figure it out.
Wow.
the
that
more
sounds
questions,
just like me.
The harder it is because I'm trying to answer the first one. And now you're on the fourth question. And I'm so confused about what I need.
Yeah, I'll do that to my wife and No, it drives her crazy because she's like, what do you want to eat? And I'm like, I don't want to make the decision. Yep. Just you make the decision, put it in front of me and I will eat it. Yep. Like, and she's like, well, I don't know if you're going to like it. I don't care at this point if I'm going to like it. Just put it in front of me.
You're way too much alike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I literally want to take dice and just let it make the rules.
Let it roll.
I told Eric, I'm like, because we've been playing D&D.
Yeah.
So I was like, can we just go on a weekend and we just roll dice all weekend? I don't want to make a fucking decision at all. And yeah. He's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. Because like that needs to happen stat.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, it gets annoying. It just gets overwhelming. Yeah, and it's like, especially with food, you're just like, I don't care. Just give it to me. I know I need it.
Well,
just give
it. I do torture my wife a little bit because she'll be like, okay, I'll make the decision. And then I'll critique the decision. Uh-huh. I'm like, well, I don't know if that's going to taste good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really
want
that.
She's like, so you do care.
So you have, yeah. I have opinions.
Right.
Yes.
But I don't want to make the decision. I'll give you my opinions. That's why I'm like, always give me options. You give me options, I'll pick an option.
Yeah, definitely, say this or this.
Yeah, I'm a multiple choice person. Like, give me options, I'll tell you which one I want.
That's but don't, right.
Yeah, but don't come at me and be like, what do you want to eat? Because I'm like, I'm going to tell you I don't know. And I don't care. I'd rather be presented with food. Like,
yes. Yeah, and I'll make my choice, whatever you present with me.
Exactly.
So now I know how to handle you. I'll be like, I'm ordering this or this. Which one would you prefer?
Yeah, that's all I need. That's
perfect. Yeah, I wish I could have that life.
That goes a long way.
It's so much easier. So, give me A or B.
See, now I know.
Yep.
I'm still learning things, and I've known these people for 20 years.
Multiple choice is the way.
So okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt, for coming on.
Thank you.
We cannot wait to see what you're going to be like in 9 months.
I know. Three more months.
Yes. 9 months, and then we'll hit a year.
I know. It's going to be crazy.
We're
going to
hit that 220 mark.
Yeah. 220. Yeah.
This is the road to 220.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. And we are so excited for the next, to see, watch you for the next 6 months.
Yeah. And if you want the video of this one, you need to go to patreon.com/OSLP and pick the tier 10 or higher, and then you will get this video.
Yes.
And all the videos.
All the videos. Yes. Everything. All of them.
So you get to watch our faces while we talk, because we make some crazy ass faces and do some weird shit sometimes.
Yes, we do.
Like that one right there.
So funny.
Yes, we do. Yes.
All right. Well, we love you guys.
And we will see you
next time.
Bye. Hey, listeners, if you've enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform that you get your podcasts. Also, check us out on patreon.com/OSLP for exclusive content with your favorite girls ever.
Yeah.
And also check out our YouTube page. Subscribe, hit that little bell so you get notified when our new videos drop a week after they are released.
Yeah, and we would like to give a big thank you to Anne-Marie Cruz for our logos, Eric Vaughn with 17th Street Studios because he provides our music and our recording space.
Yes, he does.
Thanks for listening to our Sleeve Live podcast, where we are breaking that stigma one episode at a time.